Koronik, Kelsey Mangsky, Community Development Officer for the Town of Koronik, tells the Assiniboia Times and SaskToday.ca that they hosted the public seminar, 13 Ways to Kill a Community, held February 5, that was intended to ignite, motivate and inspire their community. The event was organized by the Town of Koronik and Old Koronik Street Festival. Mangsky said, the crowd was very engaged, and there were one or two points everyone took away that resonated with them, potentially sparking positive changes within their community. The town believed that this presentation and topic are excellent for any community. The small Saskatchewan town has had coal as its main industry and now is set to be phased out by 2030 or sooner. While transitioning from coal presents numerous challenges and unknowns, every community faces its own obstacles. This presentation inspires people to take proactive action and contribute to the future of their community, said Mangsky. We asked what is Koronik doing to move beyond such a big job provider and economic impact in the community once coal operation is shut down. Mangsky responds, we offer training support to local businesses through the Koronik Business Hub, have established a regional economic partnership group, developed and are executing a tourism strategy, aid local organizations in maintaining and enhancing quality of life infrastructure, conducted feasibility studies, and actively seek to attract business investments. In the presentation, Doug Griffiths offers valuable lessons on what makes the difference between a prospering community and a failing one, based on his best-selling book, 13 Ways to Kill Your Community. Griffiths is a popular community strategist and author of two best-selling editions of his book, 13 Ways. He has supported, inspired and guided hundreds of communities to create effective change. Having grown up on a ranch outside a small town, where he learned the value of hard work, critical thinking skills and value of community has led him to his passion for community building. Mangsky said 13 topics were covered in the presentation, and depending on your role in your community, everyone may have taken something different away. However, the final point of "don't take responsibility" teaches us that everyone plays a role in the future of your community. We can't depend on anyone else to rescue our community. It's the people, their attitudes and actions that shape a positive future. The town of Koronik said it was pleased with a fantastic attendance and interest in the event, with support from numerous different communities, all of which were greatly appreciated.